right, welcome everybody. We are here on the floor at the Velocity Conference in Fort Worth for our Force membership. We're talking to various luminaries here on the floor today, and today we have with us Matthew Podminick from McCarthy & Holthus LLP. Matthew, welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, and thank you for calling me a luminary. I appreciate it.
I try to butter people up. That's what I do. So I know you've worked with us for many, many years in various capacities with Legal League and everything else. This is a very force-focused conference, but I know you're here speaking on panels, and you did some course training yesterday.
Yep.
So to start with, just, it's a very chaotic marketplace right now. There's a lot going on in Washington, a lot to keep track of. What are some of the advice you would have for anybody working in this market right now, whether that be for other firms, whether that be for servicers that you guys work with? What is just some general advice you've got?
Sure. Right now, we are seeing a slight uptick in foreclosure referrals, which, of course, for our industry is a good thing. However, we're still seeing a high percentage of those files not going to completion, which also is generally a good thing, certainly good for homeowners. But as you see the work picking up, you know, caution everyone about staffing levels. You know, we've been, it seems like the last couple of years, been trending downward. Now things are picking up. You got to make sure you stay ahead of that, because the last thing you want is the work to come in and not have the capacity to do it. We're all investing in AI and other technologies to help us, but you're always going to need people on the ground and good people. So be cognizant of your file counts per employee and be prepared to start interviewing and staffing up.
What does that staffing look like over the last few years since we came out of COVID? Obviously, that changed a lot of things. Is it become more difficult to maintain staff, or is it just about keeping kind of your eye on the horizon so you know what levels to maintain?
Yeah, it's definitely hard to keep the entry-level staff. There's a lot of opportunities, to work fully remote. You know, our firm does a great job. We're hybrid. Still being said, a lot of applicants want full remote. So that's difficult. But again, our firm's been pretty lucky that the average tenure of an employee is over 10 years. So we've got a lot of good seasoned staff. But again, there are limitations on how much anyone can handle. So you're always going to be looking for that next wave of employees to come in. And then again, in a hybrid or fully remote, makes it a little more difficult to do the initial training. Right? It's better for people to be in the office. So we're focused on that when we get new hires. But you know, we've been pretty lucky with the staff we had.
Well, I know here at Force yesterday, you were teaching on the Understanding Title Issues course. Could you tell me a little bit about that course? How'd it go, and what are some kind of takeaways from that?
Yeah, well, you know, one of the two reasons I come to conferences like Force is to learn something, right? And thought it was slightly ironic that I'm doing a class, I'm teaching, and you end up learning so much, right? So I was presenting to a room full of asset managers that had decades of experience on average. As an attorney who's practiced for 20 years, I filed thousands of title claims. I've been involved in hundreds of lawsuits involving title issues, and it seemed like they all had more experience than I did. So as far as a education goes, I think we all learned. There was tons of war stories going back and forth. It was great. You know, I'd start talking, then you start getting questions, and all of a sudden you're completely off script and just, you know, talking. And then, of course, after the sessions, everyone wants to come up and tell you their craziest story. And through that, you get to meet people, which is, you know, another reason you come here, to network. But, you know, met a lot of good people, a lot of potential clients, and learned a ton. And certainly, you know, it's fun to hear someone else's war story, because it's not your case that took 5 years to resolve. Yeah, so again, the interesting part for me was to hear others' horror stories. It's always nice when it's not your story that took so long to resolve, but also hearing how they resolved it gives you that ammo to take back to your office. Like, hey, if you ever see something like this, try this as a solution, and, you know, sure enough, it'll come up eventually.
Absolutely. Well, that also brings up another natural association. Like I mentioned, you guys have been with Legal League for some time, been involved in kind of everything that they do, webinars and stuff. What are some of the real benefits you've seen, some of the things you've learned from that association, and what would you say to someone who's considering joining Legal League?
Yeah, I love the Legal League. The Legal League has been great to our firm. It's been great to me. Compared it to other trade organizations, I think you get a lot more for your money. For example, this conference, it's not spot on with everything our firm does, but we get to come to this conference for free. Certainly get an opportunity to speak, which is always good. But you get a lot of bang for your buck, and there are potential clients here. The Legal League membership gives you a lot of discounts or admissions to different conferences versus some of the other organizations where you got to pay for everything you do, and it adds up quite a bit. You know, it's pretty easy when you get a discounted admission when you get to be around professionals that are at a conference like Force. So I get a lot of bang out of the buck for the Legal League. I'm involved with a publication committee. We put out a newsletter once a quarter. There's great information on case updates. It helps you stay current in working with others in the industry from different geographic regions. Whatever they're seeing, we're going to see, you know, in 3 months and vice versa. So it's a great way to keep on the pulse of what's going on in the industry and certainly hear how others are navigating the space. And it's a great community in terms of sharing best practices. So I get a lot out of the Legal League, and I really enjoy it.
Well, last question. You mentioned some of this just talking about your course that you led the other day. But it's early in the day on day two here at the Force Conference. But have there been any real highlights, any moments you want to share with us about so far?
I guess on a personal level, I ran into a client I hadn't seen in a couple of years. I had thought he had retired, ran into him, and, you know, it's conferences like this that you see that you always hope to meet the new client. But I ran into a client that had changed jobs, so he's not a referring client anymore, but it was awesome to catch up with him and see him, and I'm sure enough, you know, our paths will cross again. So that was a personal highlight for me.
That's great. Well, awesome. Well, thank you for taking some time to talk with us, Matt. Appreciate you. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in.